Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter-Telegram for Saturday, May 22, 2021. Viewpoints. Stand with MISD's superintendent to create best educational outcomes. Dan Corrales, Reporter Telegram contributor. This week, I had the opportunity to sit with our new Midland ISD superintendent, Angelica Ramsey. After listening to her for around 75 minutes, I am ready to stand with her and help create better outcomes for our school district, its students, and this community. Dr. Ramsey, during a meeting with the Reporter-Telegram Community Advisory Board, articulated the process that MISD has started and will continue to employ while she is at the helm. The four main points were: develop authentic relationships with our community, propel academic performance, meet the needs of diverse learners in academic and non-academic ways, utilize a highly effective district service center that addresses gaps in communication, provides support for district campuses, develops an accountability matrix, increases transparency, and creates systems and processes enabling the aforementioned. In short, identify what's wrong, create a strategic plan to resolve said problems, and reorganize Midland ISD to do so. In the February 23 edition of the Reporter-Telegram, Midlanders were challenged to discuss what is taking place in our community and what the Reporter-Telegram can do better for its readers in terms of what is going well and what could be better. In terms of the new beginnings of the school district, here is my feedback. Leaders in our community ought to be more involved in listening to and spreading the word of our superintendent's efforts. Leadership is influence. How are we, as leaders, wielding that influence to help better our spheres of influence in terms of micro and our communities as a whole in terms of macro? If an event as unprecedented as MISD's community meeting for Spanish speakers is on the calendar, are we, as leaders, in our community picking up the phone and calling other leaders to start a grassroots outreach to inform those we know? Are we ourselves committed to attending to follow up with those who gripe about a lack of communication and transparency to not only inform, but encourage them to attend to put our superintendent's efforts into context? Dr. Ramsey's third goal of her entry plan is to establish public trust and confidence through open, honest communication and positive relationships among stakeholder groups. But doing so without local leaders supporting her efforts publicly makes her job all the more difficult. Dispelling the myth that our superintendent and MISD executive staff are dishonest and do not care. Hearsay is one of my least favorite things as an attorney, because if you can't get the info from the horse's mouth, how can you believe it? Once you've sat in front of Dr. Ramsey and listened to how she has tried to identify the problems plaguing our school system and how she plans to fix them, you will come away believing we truly have an advocate for our children and for parents who want to be better informed as to how that will happen moving forward. We, as community members, have to put aside grudges from previous administrations and give Dr. Ramsey our time to hear her out. There are systemic problems that have accumulated over the years and have planted deep roots in our district. Much like weeds with roots a few feet in the ground, it will take some time and hard work to pull them out so that new seeds of change can grow. Being critical without lending any support to this process doesn't ameliorate our problems. It only makes those willing to undertake these Herculean efforts feel unappreciated or underappreciated. Chip in. It's a group effort. Remember that education doesn't end at 3:30 p.m. Education starts with parents being stakeholders in their children's education and being proactive in fostering their education. Every night, my wife and I look through our son's backpack and check our email to determine what was covered and what's on the agenda for him tomorrow. Our teen in residence until graduation from MHS this year routinely received pep talks the night before an exam and knew we weren't allowing her to go out because we were informed about her schedule. Parents should take interest in their children's extracurricular activities in addition to education. I personally had an academics letter jacket, but after 3:30 p.m., there was a world of trouble for me to get into. My grandmother made every effort to ensure I was spending my time being productive and not getting into trouble. Kids get into trouble, and we should help identify the problems when they do. Addressing that behavior, identifying the problem, and working with teachers and guidance counselors to see how we can prevent a repetition are our responsibilities as parents. Ignoring the problem can only lead to MISD staff feeling their efforts are in futility and throwing their hands up in the air. We as leaders must be vested in our community and make an effort to help those who aim to get the ship back on course. Dr. Ramsey and MISD staff are making the effort. But the question is, are we? I will admit that I did not pick up the phone to encourage others to attend MISD's community meeting in Spanish, even though I'm bilingual. I did not use my ability to share that with friends on social media and send out an email reminding others the day of the meeting that there was an event that merited our attendance. I didn't post a reminder at my place of business in the days leading up to the event. None of these steps required a great deal of effort, yet I did not make the time. The first step is identifying where we are failing and how to improve upon that. I can assure you that the next meeting in Spanish, which I'm certain Dr. Ramsey will schedule, will have my full attention. As someone who has a limited amount, but some influence in the community, I have an obligation, but also the honor, to use that influence to help those working tirelessly to make a difference. Dr. Ramsey, I have heard what you have to say, and you can count on that support not only in text, but also in action. I am proud to stand beside you and assist as those who want change ought to. Dan Corrales is an attorney and businessman and is active in the community. He also participated with the Reporter Telegram Community Advisory Group. Feeling normal. Summer should really be a celebration in Midland. Stuart Doreen, sdoreen@hearstnp.com. Midland is opening back up, and it feels great. Graduations are taking place, celebrating the accomplishments of the class of 2021. Community celebrations are back on the calendar. From Celebration of the Arts to the Mex Tex Family Fiesta to the Star Spangled Salute, Midlanders will have the opportunities to come together and take part in activities that we probably took for granted prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. Our entertainment options will include Summer Mummers, the Midland Rockhounds, Movies in the Park, a growing list of events at the Wagner Noel Performance Arts Center, and more regular gatherings at smaller venues like Rusty Bucket Barbecue and Tavern. Yes, it is beginning to feel like normal. We have local, state, and federal officials telling us COVID restrictions are in the past. Our local health officials remain skeptical and hope we are a little cautious as we congregate. They are right to do so. It was after Memorial Day in 2020 that Midland experienced the first wave of increased cases. If that happened in 2021, I'm pretty sure I would become sick. So my fingers are crossed. But the signs appear to be trending in the right direction. The Midland Health Department is showing cases are on pace to be the fewest this calendar year. Hospitalizations are down. Active COVID patients inside Midland Memorial Hospital could return to the single digits. Midland Health also reports fewer tests in its testing centers this week, and the second lowest positivity rate going back to late April. More importantly, vaccinations continue to increase. Midland Health reported Friday administering or transferring more than 111,000 doses. This month, that includes hundreds on school campuses and at local businesses like Pioneer, Diamondback, and EOG. Those with local businesses, organizations, and churches can contact Midland Health for more information on vaccination events. Those ages 12 and older are eligible to receive the vaccine. There will never be consensus in Midland about vaccinations. Wearing a mask was about as divisive as any issue that I can remember, and that didn't require a shot or two. When people ask me about vaccinations, I usually tell them to ask those medical experts that they trust for their medical care. Your doctor will lead you in the right direction. Otherwise, it really doesn't matter what I think about vaccines. I'm not an expert. You know what other people are also not experts? Talk radio mouthpieces, TV broadcasters, political leaders, and unqualified or agenda-driven talking head types. Frankly, they are not looking out for your best interests. Your doctor is. Don't make this a debate. It's a decision. Your decision. Make it an educated one. That is all anyone can expect. Getting back to the community celebrations, I say enjoy them and respect any rules or restrictions that might be put into place. That seems fair. Still, happy graduation to all students walking the stage, and here's hoping for the best summer for our community. Laurels. Congratulations to Tyler Stewart. The Bulldog tennis star became the first Midland ISD student to win a UIL state singles title. Capturing the Class 6A boys' crown is an accomplishment that I believe will put him in the upper echelon of high school athletes to ever come from our community. He also finished his senior year at Midland High with a perfect record, including 29-0 during the spring. So thank you, Tyler, for representing Midland so well. You made history. Midland Classical Baseball Team. Speaking of state titles, the second TAPS baseball crown of the spring came home to Midland as Midland Classical Academy claimed its first state championship in its program's history. The Knights scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th to beat Tomball Rose Hill Christian in the title game and capture the TAPS Baseball Division 4 championship. Thank you, Texas Natural Gas Producers. Bobby Burns, Midland Chamber of Commerce. Nearly 2 months have passed since the devastating winter storm Uri swept through Texas. During this time, thousands of Texans stepped up to serve the greater needs of our communities and our state. To our first responders, nurses and doctors, frontline workers and volunteers who ensured every Texan had enough food to feed their families, we thank you. You are what makes Texas the greatest state to call home. To the thousands who persevered by continuing to carry out their essential responsibilities through the storm, we see you and recognize the immeasurable impact your contributions have made to communities across Texas. The greatest investment we can make for our hard-working families and communities in the aftermath of Uri is to provide the tools and policies necessary to ensure Texas businesses can sustain their day-to-day operations. This all starts with a resilient natural gas sector to ensure businesses in Texas can operate at full, unrestricted capacity in the face of any storm. Many were quick to cast blame. However, little was said about the thousands of engineers, technicians, and frontline utility workers who worked through the night and beyond to restore power to Texans. As business leaders across small and large-scale enterprises, the Midland Chamber community extends our warmest gratitude for your bravery and tireless service during the storm. Recovery is not a localized effort either. From the back-end operators in Houston who support our headquarters to the thousands of in-the-field workers across Midland and West Texas, You all play an important role in our successful response to this crisis. We thank you for your continued efforts and dedication to get Texas back to business. In more ways than one, Texas natural gas producers played a pivotal role in the state's recovery from February's winter storm. When wind turbines froze and sent the wind sector's overall contributions to Texas's energy portfolio from 42% to a mere 8%, oil and natural gas producers stepped to the plate. In the hindsight of February's catastrophic storm, we are reminded of how vital Texas's natural resources are, notably the life-saving impacts of oil and natural gas. The resiliency of Texas natural gas was put on display when Railroad Commission Chairman Christy Craddock testified before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee in March. Craddock noted that only 2,153 LDC customers, or any Texan that has natural gas-powered stoves, fireplaces, or furnaces, experienced service disruptions during February's storm. That means 99.5% of Texas natural gas consumers, or 13 million Texans, were able to heat their homes and cook for their families during Winter Storm Uri. Texas natural gas producers deserve profound recognition for their role in saving hundreds of lives across the state. You are the reason our businesses continue to rebound at remarkable rates from both the COVID-19 pandemic and the historic winter storm. It was natural gas that kept millions of Texans warm and fed, and it is natural gas that continues to keep our businesses and hospitals open. On behalf of our business communities and the Texans who continue to deal with the aftermath of Winter Storm Uri, we thank you. Bobby Burns is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Midland Chamber of Commerce.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Rituxan and Moderna Vaccine. Dear Dr. Roach, your recent article on vaccinating people on immunosuppressants hit home. My wife takes Rituxan every 6 months for rheumatoid arthritis. 21 days after her last Rituxan, two required within 2 weeks every 6 months, she received her first vaccine shot. She got her second vaccine shot, Moderna, 28 days later. How soon after the last vaccine shot can she safely get a booster shot? If you wait 6 months from the last vaccine, you are in need of another Rituxan infusion. It's a catch-22. MDL. Answer. I can't answer with precision, as there is no evidence of effectiveness of a booster shot, nor is there definitive evidence that the rituximab is preventing the vaccine from working. However, based on my understanding of the vaccine and the effects of rituximab on the antibody-producing B cells, I'd suggest you ask her rheumatologist about repeating her vaccine 4 to 6 weeks before her rituximab. That would give the most time after the previous injection and enough time for the vaccine to work before the next one. Physicians are in uncharted waters for some individuals with specific medical conditions and have to exercise their best judgment. 5 months from now, the COVID-19 situation in North America may be totally different from how it is now, and there may be better guidance on giving vaccines to immunosuppressed people.
Fate of exercise equipment becomes sore subject. Dear Abby, several years ago, while living with my sister, I bought a $900 rowing machine I could barely afford. I loved it and used it often. 2 years ago, since we were moving out, I decided to let my sister take the rowing machine because my new apartment building had three and hers had no gym at all. It worked perfectly, and I thought I was doing her a favor because she couldn't afford a gym membership. My intention was to take back the rowing machine when I eventually had room to put it somewhere in a future home. Well, after recently moving into my new home and requesting she return it, she informed me that it was hers now. That was never my intention. She has gotten my other sister and our parents to side with her, and they're making me feel like a bad person for even asking for it. Now I'm left to shop for a new machine while the original sits in her new large home, gym, along with her Peloton. She never offered to buy it, ever. She just insists it's hers now because I gave it to her. I still need a rowing machine, and I get upset every time I look at new ones online. It just feels wrong that I have to buy another one. What should I do? Signed, Buff Bro in Illinois. Dear Bro, buy another one. If it wasn't made absolutely clear to Sissy that you expected the rowing machine to be returned at a later date, she was within her rights to conclude that it was a gift. If you did make that clear to her when you moved out, then shame on her. But either way, it's not worth a family feud. Dear Abby, some close friends have an adult child with a severe disability. They've been upfront about it and his need to be present in the community. I applaud their attitude, but on a personal level, I don't know how to handle it. They have a big family celebration coming up. Assuming things continue to improve COVID-wise, I'm tired of not knowing how to interact with this person. Other people laugh and joke and seem to have a nice relationship with him. I struggle to understand, and I don't know if I should just be honest and say I don't know what to do or say. I feel I'm missing out on what others see. How do I move along? Signed, Awkward in Massachusetts. Dear Awkward, I don't think it's necessary to explain to your friends that you feel uncomfortable interacting with their disabled child. I do think you should tell them you would like to interact more fully with him and ask for suggestions on how you can achieve that. They wouldn't find it offensive. In fact, they may appreciate your being forthright, because I'm willing to bet not everyone has been as compassionate as you or as direct.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Friday, May 28th, 2021. You are friendly, assertive, and many of you are very stylish. You know how to make an impression. You are knowledgeable, versatile, and multi-talented, which allows you to pursue many different paths with success. This year, it's time to build alliances with others because these connections will help you achieve your goals. Let teamwork and cooperation with others be your theme. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, a dynamic day. Today, you will enjoy the beauty of your daily surroundings as well as the company of neighbors, siblings, and relatives. You feel someone cares about you, which is why you want to tell them that they matter to you as well. Tonight, be friendly with everyone. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. A positive day. As the financial wizard of the zodiac, make the most of your money-making ideas today. You will attract money and favorable financial situations to you, especially something from the past, perhaps something that didn't pan out before. Tonight, make money. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. A positive day. Today the sun is in your sign and your ruler Mercury is lined up with fair Venus. Yay you. This stimulates your interest in art, music, and poetry in a big way. Tonight, share your appreciation of beauty with someone. Cancer, a positive day, June 21st through July 22nd. Solitude in beautiful surroundings will be a soothing escape for you today. Even 15 minutes will be wonderful. You will feel replenished by physical beauty or beautiful ideas. You also might think about a secret crush you have on someone. Tonight, pamper yourself. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, a dynamic day. Today, you're quick to see the big picture and share your ideas with friends or groups. You might see a better way to relate to others, particularly if this is the goal of your group. You will also enjoy dealing with younger people today, especially if they're involved in the arts. Tonight, enjoy socializing. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, a positive day. A conversation with a boss, parent, VIP, or a member of the police will be friendly and warm today. It will be apparent that you are on the same page and have the same concerns. Someone might seek out your advice on how to make something look better. Tonight, let's paint it. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, a positive day. Because your appreciation of beauty is heightened today, you will enjoy galleries, museums, or looking at art online. Some of you also will explore scientific studies. Please pass the NaCl salt. Tonight, check out wikiart.org. You'll love it. wikiart.org. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, a dynamic day. Discussions about how to share something will favor you today. You'll be laughing all the way to the bank. This is a good time to explore dealing with shared property, taxes, debt, and insurance matters. Meanwhile, romance will be passionate and affectionate. Tonight, be still, my beating heart. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. A positive day. You might surprise yourself at how articulate you are when talking to a partner, spouse, or close friend. It will be easy for you to tell them how much you care for them and how happy you are that they are in your life. After that, you can borrow a 50. Tonight, enjoy meaningful conversations with someone close to you. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. A positive day. You will be productive in your job today. Even your health will feel better because you have a better sense of balance in everything you do, not just physically, but intellectually. Tonight, you will see what needs to be done and what needs to be avoided. Aquarius, a dynamic day, January 20th through February 18th. This is a fabulous day for you, especially if you work in the arts, because you are in touch with your creative muse. However, you also will enjoy teaching or sharing playful activities with kids. Sports will appeal to you. Tonight, you will be affectionate with friends and lovers. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, a dynamic day. You will do what you can to make where you live more attractive today because this will please you. However, it will also please you to be warm and affectionate with family members and let them know how much you care. Everyone wants to know they are loved. Tonight, entertain at home.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.